Wow. This is Beer Me number 29. 2020, Donian.
Yep, the pandemic edition.
Pandemic edition. Please don't tell me it's a global pandemic. Because that's so stupid when I hear that shit. And the reason why I think it's so stupid, because that's epidemic. If it's not global, you didn't think about that, huh? Yeah. I hate when fucking people say, this is a global pandemic. Bitch, pandemic has global in it.
It does, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Sending that to my students right now.
Yeah, right? But you're right. This is our second show. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. What's your BAC right now?
So my BAC is 0.071.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Which is
still
pretty good compared to my 0.199 average.
GPA it up, right?
Yeah, right?
And guess what?
I mean, either way, both would be low GPAs.
You're right. It's on a C average, right? Yeah, 0.2. Yeah, I got you. My BAC right now? Yo. Either I've been drinking before this, or I'm drinking now really good, because I really want to talk about this. It's called the analysis. This is all about you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? My BAC, welcome back, is 0.19. Nine!
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
Yeah. I'm just bringing it back for the Flores family.
Mm-hmm.
The Flores family.
Yeah, it's weird. I honestly expected to hit that more, but I'm sure I'll hit it by the end of the episode.
I hope so.
Yep.
I hope so. We'll get that at the last call.
Mm-hmm.
Last call. But we good now. We've been having a good time. We're trying to make everything happen. This is our episode, Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we do. And this is the difference between the experts and the non-experts versus experts.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
Us.
Yeah. And what I mean by that is that we're analyzing the experts today.
Yes.
Right. And I like that, because you know what? You're the man that has statistics and the numbers, and you're going to explain it to us for this year and maybe even last year.
Yeah, I'm excited about actually the comparison. That's where things are going to be really, really interesting. We'll get into that later, though.
I like it. But let's get into the minority report.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Dun-dun-dun. I can't. I'm going to hit that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll figure that out later.
Yeah. Crazy right now. Our first segment of this year, minority report, you would think it would be about fantasy football players. But guess what?
Is it better?
It's about the experts.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
Or former experts.
Yeah. Right? So the first thing we got, Mr. Brad Evans from Yahoo. Done.
Yeah.
He's done. Brad Evans from Yahoo is done. And this is important, because you have to understand, as we talk about the analysis this year, it's going to be a different year.
Oh, completely. Like, in Brad Evans, when you think about it, he was, when you think of Yahoo experts, he was like the face. He was one of the big faces, Brad Evans, yeah.
He was Allah, Jesus, Confucius, Siddhartha.
One in the same, Cthulhu.
All of them.
Cthulhu.
Yeah, he was all of the people you believe in.
Yeah.
Done. He's gone. The other person I can think of is Evan Silva. That was my main man.
Yeah, he stopped last year, though.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I bring that up now because that was the man for me, and he's gone. Now, Evan Silva's gone. But now, what's going on? Yo, there's some crazy-ass shit going on.
Pretty awesome.
Right? Just take a listen. I hope you heard that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who that is, that's Mr. Used to be Mr. Bobby Sylvester from Fantasy Footballers.
Yep.
And we're not TMZ. We're not TMZ here, but we're reporting the truth. The guy got fired.
Understandably so. Yeah, understandably so.
He got fired. The reason why you hear what we're talking about was that the fucking choice and the fucking thing that people were going to make hard for him was a woman. And that's hard. That's hard to hear. And I think that's what's going on in today's society is that, although, you know, we want to talk about football. We want to talk about COVID.
I know I want to talk about COVID. Yeah.
We want to talk about COVID. We want to talk about all that shit. But it is what it is. You know, they fired him. He's fired.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's done with. And rightfully so. You can't be saying that to people. You're going to make this fucking hard. And if you're going to make this fucking hard, I'm going to make it fucking happen. Like, I'm not quoting him, but you know, I played it earlier. And the guy came straight and strong.
He messed up?
Yeah, he messed up. He messed up. So there's a lot of experts that are fucking up right now.
And some that are, but in a good way.
We can handle alcohol. Apparently, Bobby Sylvester could not handle his alcohol.
He could not, yeah. No. But you know who can?
Hopefully, ID.
And Fabiano.
Oh! Are you ready for this, people? Mike Fabiano, one of my favorites, I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. I like him too. Yeah. Right. Like,
you know, personal bias. Y'all know Lisi Ann? Y'all know or what? Do I have to say MILF?
The right hands, no.
Yeah. If you're dominant.
Yeah.
Or the left hand.
Even them, they still do rights, doing it seem like it's something else.
Hey, stranger danger.
Yeah, there you go.
Stranger danger. Lisa Ann. And I'm being honest with you. Lisa Ann, the MILF herself. If y'all haven't had a left hand with a right hand or both together, that's who we're talking about.
Yep.
Lisa Ann with Mike Fabiano from NFL have a fucking fantasy podcast or
keyword being fantasy. Yeah, no, crazy because she's branched out like crazy. Like, yeah.
No, what do you mean, Donnie? She's been crazy for a while.
Yeah, I know, but normally when you think of, like, you're right, she's done a lot of things.
She's Miss MILF. Yeah. Miss MILF.
But when you think of someone that's gone into, like, porn, and normally you can't.
Yeah, she's in porn.
Yeah. But, like, she can do porn, she can be an act, like, a legitimate, you know, different kind of actor. She can be a talk show, she can do fantasy football, like, you name it.
With Mike Fabiano.
Yeah.
The one guy I really respect, and I respect him more.
Yeah, because of this. Yeah.
With the MILF herself.
Yeah.
The MILF. Wow, we went from Bobby Sylvester just fucking shit up to being like,
Mike,
I'd fucking take shit from you.
Yeah.
To Mike Fabiano being like, hey. You're
fucking shit up.
Yeah. Mike Fabiano, man, he's like, hey, you want to do this with me or what? Yeah. You want to make money or what? What's good? You want to
no,
want this?
No, pretty much. Yeah. That's
and who knows what the extra benefits are? I don't know. I don't care.
I'd like to find out. For research purposes.
We'll watch. Watch Brazzers.
Yeah. Watch Brazzers.
We might see Mike Fabiano there.
I hope not. I hope not.
All right,
for my sake, I hope not. Yeah.
All right, fellas. That is really true fucking Minority Report, to be honest with you. Look it up. Just look it up. We can't make that up.
Yeah, but the key thing there is a lot of the former key figures, you know, like that were experts in like on NFL, on Yahoo, etc. They're changing. And these were staples. Brad Evans and Yahoo.
Yeah.
He was for there for years. Mike Fabiano, NFL. Who doesn't know that name? You mentioned Silva. He's, you know, granted it was a little bit ago, but still, like these are key staple names, foundations for the respective company. that now they're doing either their own thing or they stopped entirely.
Yeah. And I think it's a good point, because moving forward, as we do our podcast, you know how we do. We're analyzing experts based off experts.
Yeah.
Right? And thank you, Donnie, for reminding us about that, because, you know, moving forward, we're not going to be hitting those experts anymore. Edmund Seville's gone. He's been gone since last year. Right. That was one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
Before that. Now, Mike Fabiano, you said, was one of your favorite people.
Yeah, I liked
him. Gone. Me too, honestly. Yeah. Week-to-week basis, the streamers and also waivers, he was hitting on it.
Right.
And I hope we'll talk about it later, right now.
I didn't care. Like, I like Evan's personality, right? Everybody, he was just kind of there. But, I mean, it just, he was like the face of Yahoo. One of the faces in the fantasy industry for Yahoo.
Yeah. And now he's gone. You know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But you have to understand that as an audience and as a person that's, if you're listening to us and you're understanding how you're going to draft and understand how you're looking at how to distinguish statistics, now it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different. And then this is how we're going to go to the next segment for us right now, the Denalysis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've done this before.
Yep.
In many, many episodes, long, long time ago. Let's make it happen again, all right? Donnie, this is the time to shine,
mm-hmm.
all right? What I mean by that is that this is what makes us different from other podcasts, all right? I'm going to set up the segment for us. This is the Denalysis. This is Donnie. He's a mathematician. He's going to let us know how he sees the fantasy landscape of the experts. And obviously, he just told you the experts are changing. And that will happen next in the next future episodes of this. But now we're talking about the 2019-2018, right?
Right. So this was the previous season prior to all changes except for the Silva change. But Brad Evans was still at Yahoo at this time. Mike Fabiano was still with the NFL Network.
Well, nothing has changed.
Right.
Nothing has changed. But Don is going to let you know who hit, who didn't hit, who to listen to, the experts. And this is so good for you to know, because this is what normal people want to know about.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So let's go with the analysis. All right, Donnie?
Yep.
Where do you want to start, brother?
Okay, so here's the key thing we're going to be talking about first. So when you're looking at the experts, you're either looking at two things. You're looking at either waivers and, like, who to pick up. Like, who should I pick up from the waiver wire? Or what's probably going to be more common is starts or sits, right? Love, hate, start, sits. Who do I start over who? That's pretty much the foundation of this, right? And the big three platforms are NFL, ESPN, and Yahoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, basically, you have different positions, right? Quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tight end. So, for the three big platforms, this is the currently only ones we do right now, NFL, ESPN, Yahoo.
Roto-World.
And, well, Yahoo and Roto-World, they've mixed. Yeah, so anything for Roto-World, Yahoo, Roto-World, they did some sort of, agreement with each other. For the NFL, you're essentially listening to Mike Fabiano. He does start sits for every week.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, essentially.
Why wouldn't you? MILF.
Yeah. Why who doesn't you? Want that chance?
Yeah.
For ESPN, you're listening to Matthew Berry.
Yes.
Now, for Roto-World / Yahoo, that's a mix. They have a team that works with them. So it's literally someone different every week, but it's still under the Roto-World Yahoo platform. So there's not just one person we can assign that name to. So let's start at quarterbacks. Okay, so for quarterbacks, far as starts, sits, this is how I determine whether someone gave you good advice or not. If that quarterback, the week they told you to start them, got 15 or more points, we consider that a hit.
Fair enough.
And this is in the standard 4 point per passing touchdown.
Gotcha.
The 25, it's kind of like the standard, like Yahoo one. We just kind of normalized it. But 15 or more points in that week was considered a hit.
So what you're saying is it's 4 points for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
It's 25 passing yards
per point.
Per point, mm-hmm. right? And like for every other position, it's 0.1 or 10 yards per rush.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Essentially, right.
Yeah.
So we'll start at NFL, so Mike Fabriano. So for the whole season, his hit rate, meaning the hit rate being like how many times did he actually give you good advice?
Is this a streamers or is this for waivers?
This is strictly for streamers. Star sits.
Okay.
Did he give you good advice?
We're going with streamers now. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
So his basically hit rate was on the season 72.5%. So 72.5% of the time when he told you to start a certain quarterback, you were...
In 2019,
you were happy. That's right. You were happy with that. Yeah, like they either, you know, did what they were going to do for your team, or, you know, or they potentially won you that week. 72.5% of the time. Now, moving over to Matthew Berry, was 67.9. So, a little lower, but still pretty close to 70%. So, Matthew Berry, 67.9. And lastly, Yahoo was 70.3. So they're all within, what was that? They're all within about 5% in each other. 72, 67, 70%. Which is about average, actually, for experts. They should be around 70% on average.
Let's see average.
Right.
You're a teacher.
Hmm? Yeah.
That's a C.
That's a C. So, do better.
Yeah, right.
So, that's for the quarterback position. Okay, but I'll talk about that a little later, actually. So, let's move on to wide receiver. So, for wide receiver, this past year, I did it a little differently. I looked at the top 32 wide receivers. If they were within... If they told you to start someone and that wide receiver was in the top 32, so in a 12-man league, he was up to a wide receiver 3, we consider that a hit. Anything over that, we did not consider a hit. And I also chose to exclude players that no one would have ever dreamed of starting.
Like who?
Like, for an example, like, say week, I don't know, say week 5, I know Rashad Perryman, you know, later down the season was amazing.
Goddamn.
But if, like, week 5, when they had all their starters, Rashad Perryman was, like, wide receiver 7.
You mean Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
Right.
Yeah.
If Perryman, like, week 4 just, you know, did work, right?
Yeah.
And he was, like, wide receiver number 7. That's not included because no one started him. And you didn't go up against them in the league. Unless you're in a 40-team league or something.
Bullshit,
right,
league.
Or in daily fantasy. I mean, no one started them. So we excluded that. Or I excluded that in my analysis.
Honestly, you did.
Yeah. So, you know, so I took that into consideration.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. So for NFL, Mike Fabriano, his hit rate for the on the season was 57.5. Kind of a little low for...
But what is your hit for the wide receiver at this point?
Like the floor hit?
Yeah.
Okay, so they had to be within the top, top 32. But also there was just a minimum floor they had to hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is all half point PPR. Meaning, as long as they caught a reception, they got 0.5 points.
Okay.
That had to be over 8.
Ah, okay. All right.
So, over 8 or top 32.
Gotcha.
And Mike Fabiano had 57.5% of the time you were happy with the wide receivers he told you to start. ESPN, that's all Matthew Berry. His hit rate was 59.6.
So, super close.
So it is close, but they're still below seven. They're still below average, you know. And lastly, RotoWorld / Yahoo, 54.7, so the lowest out of the three. Okay, now we're gonna move on to running back, and then I'm gonna circle back to them one more time.
Okay. So are you okay with the wide receivers? You want to tell them what happened with the statistics or anything?
Mm-hmm. I think I will later because it's going to affect all of them at once.
Got you. All right, let's do this.
Okay, so now at running back, right? For running back, right, it's a little bit harder. So many weird injuries can happen at running back. So as long as they finished in the top 30.
Mm-hmm.
So wide receiver 2 to wide receiver running back 2. To like mid running back 3 range.
He'd been drinking.
Yeah. Or more than 8 points. That was the floor. More than 8 points. We consider that a hit.
Okay, 8 points on a half standard league?
Half standard, yeah.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, more than 8 points. So, Mike Fabiano had a 67.5% hit rate.
How much is that? 65?
67.5. Matthew Berry had a 75.4. So on the higher end.
Yep.
Lastly, RotoWorld / Yahoo had a 60.9. So lowest out of the three.
Yep.
So that's running back. Now, tight end. Tight end's always tricky. We'll put a disclaimer on this. We're going to get back to this in a second.
Okay.
But the hit rate for Fabiano, flat 60%.
All right.
The hit rate for Matthew Berry, 47.1.
All right.
The hit rate for Roto / Yahoo, 43.8%.
All right. So what is your analysis on that?
Okay, so essentially, this was a lower hit rate year.
No, but besides that, tell me the tight end position.
Oh, okay. So specifically for the tight end position. So there's things we have to consider for the tight end. Also, the floor for the tight end was they had to have more than 7 points.
There it is. Okay. There it is. Okay.
They had to be more than 7 points. All right. So here's where some adjustments come in. So the first set of adjustments I'm going to do is these are just the raw numbers that I just gave you. I put them through a filtered system.
Okay.
Because sometimes, in especially in previous years, like you'll have certain experts saying, "Oh, it's week 15. Make sure you start Lamar Jackson."
You mean Matthew Berry?
Essentially, in previous years, yeah. They're telling you to start someone you're obviously starting.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not like someone where, like, say it's, I don't know, like, maybe it was like this past season, it was like DeAndre was having a bunch of down weeks, and then they say, you know what, start him this week.
Like quarterbacks, right?
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Fitzpatrick.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So for this season, it was, is there anyone that you had to, they told you to start where you're like, well, yeah, no shit, I'm starting, man. Everyone's starting Christian McCaffrey. Why are you telling me week 7 to start Christian McCaffrey?
So oh, shit.
I put them through this filter system so that way we can kind of take those out.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Now, so let's look at Mike Fabiano, how he did, right? Fabiano, I almost changed nothing, to be honest. His tight ends remained the same.
Really?
Yeah, tight ends remained the same. There's no change there. At the running back position, there's no change. At the wide receiver position, there's no change. Now, at the quarterback position, there was one change.
Okay.
Six times, he told you to start someone that everyone was obviously starting.
72.9. That's where he was at.
Right. And after going through my filtered system where I said, you know what, you can't...
Fuck you.
Yeah, you can't just tell me to start Lamar Jackson every week.
Yeah, yeah.
His percent dropped from 72.5 to 68.4, which is actually pretty substantial. It's like 4%. But for the most part, at the other positions, he was solid. Nothing changed. Meaning, what that tells you as a player is, for the most part, you can trust him. He's giving you actual advice on players that you may be struggling with, like, oh, who do I start over who? So that was Mike Fabiano. Now, Matthew Berry. So interesting thing this year, Matthew Berry was juggling so much this year. He had so much going on that on a weekly basis, you know, I give you the percentages, but they don't tell the whole story. You know, on a weekly basis, at maximum, he gave you 3 quarterback picks. One tight end, maybe 2 per week. Like he really didn't have too many picks per week. He honestly just didn't have the time. So his numbers are a little inflated. But regardless, he still had good picks. And actually, going through the system from what I told you originally in the filtered system, there's no change whatsoever. His quarterback percentages are the same. Wide receiver, running back, tight end. There's no change. And that was just due to he didn't have...
enough picks.
He didn't have enough picks, yeah. And yeah. That's pretty much it. And this is the first year it's happened. In previous years, he's given you way more picks.
Do I wait for that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
I'll wait. Keep going then.
All right. Now, RotoWorld / Yahoo. Now, I love RotoWorld / Yahoo because here's where we're going to toot their horn. For 2 seasons now in a row, I've made 0 changes from their raw stats to the filtered stats. I didn't have to take anything out because they go really deep. They're the same percentages they got, 70.3 at quarterback, same thing in the filtered system. Wide receiver, 54.7, same in the filtered. Running back, 60.9, same in the filtered. Tight end, 43.8, same in the filtered system. They go really deep, and part of it is because I think Yahoo is one of the most played on platforms.
Yeah,
especially with like the whole Yahoo Pro Leagues and everything. Just people tend to gravitate there more for drafting and stuff. So when you're getting advice from like these experts, you really should pay attention to if you're playing on Yahoo. Listen to the Yahoo experts. If you're playing on ESPN, listen to ESPN, etc. But RotoWorld and Yahoo go pretty deep.
Yeah, that's the difference though, right there, is that Yahoo and RotoWorld kind of collaborate together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They like, do, yeah.
And that makes a really huge difference because, like, for example, NFL with Mike Fabiano, that's it.
Yeah.
You know? And Michael Berry with NFL. That's it.
Yep.
But we're trying to make everything so consistent that we had Yahoo with either Brad Evans or RotoWorld.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a double duo. You know what I mean? Like that's a lot right there. That's a lot because not everybody has that.
Yeah, that's true. And one thing to also consider is, so here's the next thing I'm going to get into.
Hit it.
So I told you the percentages, right? But percentages don't just tell you everything. You need the ratios that come with them, right? Because 3 out of 4 is 75%. But that's different, you know, than 75 out of, it's the same percent, but if someone gave you 3 correct picks out of 4,
mm-hmm.
that's not going to be the same as 75 picks out of 100. So there's a difference there.
Of course. Yeah.
So we'll start with ESPN. It's kind of the easiest to hit. Matthew Berry, by far, you know, his percentages were fairly good, right? They were nothing was too, you know, stood out too much. It was solid all around, but the number of picks he gave you just weren't a lot. On the season, he gave you 53 total quarterback picks.
In comparison to the other people,
right? In comparison to RotoWorld / Yahoo.
Yeah.
They gave you 64. That's 11 more additional picks.
Nice.
And RotoWorld had a higher percentage. They gave you more picks and had a higher percentage. So that tells you something. And on top of that,
goddamn,
NFL had 80. So they had even more than Roto, and they had a 73.5. They had an even higher percent. So out of the three, Mike Fabiano killed it this year at quarterback position.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Yep.
That's all I wanted to hear. In that position, you know what I mean? Like, this is what we give you. This is what we give you in our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Now, next, at the wide receiver position, ESPN, Matthew Berry, he gave you 57 total picks. Right? So that's going to be the lowest of the three, right?
I don't know. You tell me.
Right. He had a 59.6%. However, RotoWorld gave you 64 total picks, so a few more. And NFL gave you 80 total picks.
Wow.
Yeah. So NFL had one of the lower hit rates at 57.5, but they give you so many additional picks. You gotta give it to Mike Fabiano again. He's doing good work.
Yeah, he's doing really good work at the MILF.
And then at the running back position, ESPN gave you 61 total picks.
Yeah.
Which is pretty close to what RotoWorld gave you. They gave you 64, so not too much discrepancy there. But
Berry.
But NFL, Mike Fabiano gave you 80 total picks for a 67.5% hit rate. Which is lower than Matthew Berry's, but I'd argue it's more valuable because of the number of picks they gave you.
Explain it to the people.
Well, Matthew Berry gave you a total of 61 picks, right?
All right.
But since Fabiano gave you a total of 80, it's easier to hit on less numbers of picks than it is more numbers. That's pretty much what it comes down to. Like, the more picks they give you the more they, you know, the more they hit, even if it's a little less than other experts,
yeah.
Because of the sheer volume, if the percentages is close, they still take it because maybe they outpicked them by 20 in the end. Now, the tight end position is always like a freaking massacre. ESPN, they gave you 47.1%. That was Matthew Berry's hit rate. But he only gave you a total of 17 total picks on the season, which is like nothing. That's average one pick per week. Week 1 through week 17, assuming you're an idiot and have week 17 playoffs.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Now, in comparison, RotoWorld gave you 64 and NFL gave you 67. So I'm pretty much discrediting Matthew Berry's picks altogether because he only just gave you one. And Matthew Berry had had one of the lower hit rates, 47.1, whereas NFL had 67 picks at 60% hit rate for tight end, which is actually really great at tight end. Tight end's always like a shit fest, to be honest. Now, when I was looking at these stats, I was looking at the percentages and I was looking at the filtered systems, and really between the raw stats and the filtered stats, there wasn't really much change, and I really couldn't figure out why until I looked at the previous season.
Oh, you're going to compare this year's 2019, 2018.
Yes, yeah.
Let's do it.
So here's where...
For the experts.
Yeah, so here's where the kind of the stats really kind of unfold. Like it has to do with the total hit rate in general. If we add up all the numbers, right, on average, last season...
Uh-huh.
Except for, Fabiano picked it up that season. But last season, on average, especially for ESPN, they gave you, on average, about 75 more total picks than they did this year.
For tight end?
All positions. Yeah, just an average about, but they gave you 75 less on average. ESPN gave you, like, 120 less picks. Which is understandable, but
wow.
In the 2018 season, they gave you way more picks, especially RotoWorld slash Yahoo. RotoWorld and Yahoo for quarterback through tight end, for each position, they gave you 64 total picks, right? You know, last year, the number was more like in the 70s. For ESPN, they gave you 53, 57, 61, 17. Last year, that was like 70, 70, 80, and 80. The picks were just down this year, which means one of two things. Either they're getting more – for ESPN, it was more of a – I think Barry was just – there was just no time. He had a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
And some weeks he'd give you two quarterbacks. Some weeks he gave you no tight end, right? You see right here, week seven. Oh, no, he gave us one, Kittle, right?
Yeah. Kittle.
Yeah, and it was Kittle, yeah. But they just didn't give you as many picks as they did last year. Last year, they went like 6-7 receivers deep, six, seven running backs deep. And, you know, sure, they started off strong, but in the end, they started to really wilter. And that's due to a lot of things that kind of just happened this season. Their priorities changed. It seems like they were juggling a lot of stuff. But that was kind of the big thing I noticed. Because last year, when I went through everything went into the filtered system, the stats changed dramatically. Whereas this year, it didn't really happen.
What was the wow that I heard you earlier?
Oh, that was the wow. Just compared from last season to this season, the number of total picks were just down by so much. Like, even an average of 75, that's a huge difference. Like, on average, like, that's at least 5 picks per week that you're not getting from them anymore.
So
with a lower percentage, they had a higher percent hit rate last season than they did this season.
So summarize this for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Summarize it.
So I guess the main thing is, this season, overall, it looked like there were slightly more accurate at the cost of giving you less picks.
Okay.
That's what it came down to. However, if there's like a winner among these experts, it's this year, and is I'm gonna say it's Mike Fabiano, actually.
He wins this year, too.
He wins this year a lot.
Because...
Yes, I am. There you go. Yeah, he definitely won this year as a whole. I think the NFL... I think what he gave was, like, a good happy medium for between all the platforms.
Yeah.
But I still want to give RotoWorld slash Yahoo credit. Because
the depth,
yes. When you the thing about Yahoo RotoWorld, because it's so much more competitive.
Yes, the depth.
Their hit rates are a little lower. You know, maybe they're higher in certain areas, but the depth they give you, as you said, it's like the picks in RotoWorld and Yahoo, they're way deeper. Like if you're in a 14-man league, if you're in a dynasty league, like, World is where you want to be at.
For sure.
the fact that they have these percentages with the picks they're telling you to
50 to get. What did you say, 50?
50.
You said, like, on Water World, at least for tight end, was at least 48.
It was 43.8.
Yeah, 43.8.
Yeah.
Like, that's really good for you trying to figure out.
Oh, yeah,
streamer,
yeah,
or waiver, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for especially in the, on that platform. So, I'm always impressed with Water World slash Yahoo, the fact that, like, if those, the people that were on that platform, right?
Yeah.
If they were doing, like, work for the others, they'd have, like, an 80-90% hit rate, I feel like. Because the fact that they're able to get these numbers, picking these players,
yeah,
it's really impressive. It's really impressive. It is, yeah.
Yeah.
So
they're going deep.
They are. And so if you want, like, depth and you're like, you know what, like, really, do I start John Ross or do I start – who was like a weird one last?
Sammy Watkins or
Rary, just you know, like maybe it's Hunter Renfrow or John Ross.
Yeah, like Hunter that, right? Renfrow.
There you go. That's the kind of That's the kind of thing the Roto World would give you. And guess what? They're probably gonna give you the right answer. They're gonna hit. They're gonna give you a wide receiver too that week.
At least 57. What was the percentage?
54.7. Which, yeah, if you look at the filter system right here, that's right up there with the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want, they're going to give you legit advice. Now, if you want like a happy medium where you're like, oh, well, I mean, like no, I'm deciding between like Tyler Boyd and like DJ Chark.
Yes.
You want Mike Fabiano.
Okay. So let's do this. Look at your stats. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell me. In the 2020, who do I listen to? You know, not for the waivers and streams. Mm-hmm. This is what we're talking about. You
know, the star sits?
No. Even star sits.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I listen to?
In the end, you wanna. It depends what platform you're playing on. If you're playing on NFL, you listen to NFL, ESPN. Yahoo, you want to listen to Roto World because they have like ESPN is full point PPR.
Yes.
So
right.
So their stats are they're going to be a little different. Their advice is going to be tailored toward that.
Correct.
Like someone like Austin Eckler, maybe Chris Thompson, right, is going to be viewed differently on ESPN.
Chris Thompson. Wow. No, he's right. He's right though.
So in the end, you want to listen to your specific platform. But say you're in like your home leagues or something. Maybe you're in a home league in NFL, but it's a 14-team league. And you're like, oh, well, all these players are saying NFL. They're not even available. If you're going for depth in any league, but you're looking for depth, Yahoo/World. That is the place to be at. If you're doing full PPR, though, you probably want to listen to ESPN just because that's their main thing.
That's true.
And then, you know, I would say NFL for, you know, I'd say NFL is like always a go-to. But that was when Mike Fabiano was doing his thing. He's not part of NFL anymore.
No more.
So we really don't know.
He's with Brassers.
Yeah, he's with Brassers. You got to buy that premium membership.
Pornhub. Yeah. Pornhub Plus.
So this season's going to be interesting. But due to all the shakeups, honestly, the most reliable you can listen to right now is Roto World/Yahoo. Because we don't know what's going to happen with NFL. We don't know, you know, is Matthew Berry still going to, you know, do this? Like, to what extent? Last year was cut back a lot. But you know Roto World is going to have stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, their hit rates are a little lower, but it's because they're giving you players that you can literally just, you don't have to put a waiver, you just pick them up.
Yeah.
You just pick them up and be like, oh, I can start them over insert player A here or whatever.
Yeah. Fucking Donnie, man. I can't wait till we have to hear this during the season as well. And it's going to be different this year because like you said earlier, Max Fabiano's out. Bobby Sylvester, you heard the motherfucker.
Yeah,
he's got to be out. And he's out. Thank you very much. And then a lot of people, we're going to put a lot of experts. Apparently this year, you're going to have a lot of different experts this time.
Yeah, same platforms, but different experts. And I expect the numbers to be actually different.
Yeah.
It's been the same staples every year.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be different this year, which is cool because
like, I think it's going to be lower.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. If you can listen to us right now, like just bring your medium down lower because it's going to happen because these people like Mike Fabiano is respected. He's respected in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about Evan Sylvia a long time ago because I liked that motherfucker a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done. And who cares about Bobby? Bobby doesn't care. But there's a lot. It's going to be a lot different this year, which is going to be cool. So listen to us. Listen to us because your experts change, but you don't know that.
Yeah.
But now you do because we told you. Right?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. And Donnie knows what's good. Donnie was good because he just told you what was good. He gave you percentages. He gave you numbers. He gave you what's going on. And let's make it happen, Donnie. You know? So
I mean, we're at least win.
No, you won.
Huh? Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And even the other league, didn't you win with your boy?
Which league?
The Yahoo League with Brian.
Mm-hmm. No, he lost.
What did he get though?
He lost first round in the playoffs.
But what did he get though? Like fifth, fourth?
Fourth. Yeah.
Okay. He got fourth out of 10.
I don't know how. I gave him
everything.
I gave him Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, and
still lost.
Yeah.
Welcome to fantasy.
And it's funny because if I would have made it in, I would have won.
Yeah. Of course you would have.
Yep. That's with me giving him my players.
Yeah.
Not that you guys should do that.
No. Just listen to us. Donian has done the work. He gave you the analysis for the year of 2018, 2019. And he's gonna keep going with that. It's 2020. And this year, out of all years, is fucking weird. It's all weird. It has been so fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's gonna be more weird because guess what? We just told you. Everybody's moving on to bigger, better things. Your professionals that you relied on, gone. They're done.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? Fabiano's doing it with the MILF. Lisiane, I'm letting you know, the porno girl that you fucking had a right hand, a left hand on, that's her.
Yeah.
That's her.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's her. Fabiano did it. He's the most accurate. We both agree right now. We like him. We like him more.
Yeah, we admire him more.
Yeah. I wish.
We just don't want to see it on camera.
You motherfuckers, you want to see what we see.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good. He knows what he's doing, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. And just listen to us. And Don is right. What we're setting up for next week is that we're talking about ADP. Average draft position.
Yeah.
Exactly. He hit you with last year and the year before that. And he was excited to tell you about that. But now, it's about now. 2020. And we have to talk about that. Average draft position. And we're going to hit you with the next one with that. Because every platform has a different ADP, which is fucking so stupid and weird.
Yeah, but it kind of makes sense. Like, ESPN should have a different ADP. Because, like, a player like Austin Eckler is not going to go, like, because he's more like a, he's going to get more receptions So, like if it was like a standard league, Derrick Henry would be higher than
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's what we're going with. So next week, please listen to us. This is the analysis. We're gonna hit you with the ADP next week. Spoiler. Right? What's your BAC?
Well, good question.
It's the last call. What's your BAC?
So we're gonna wait 11 seconds.
Yeah, he's trying to tell you to listen to me. Let's find out where he's at right now. I like it. Blow.
Okay, whatever. 0.08.
0.08 for my boy Danyan.
Is that how I can drive, or is that the...
You can drive.
Is it over 0.08?
No, you're at the level of California. At least in our state, we're from California. And hopefully you know that because we talked about the garlic festival. We talked a lot about shit, man. We talked a lot about shit that's going on in California. The Bay Area, at least. You know? And 0.08.
Yeah.
Can you drive me home?
According to that thing, I can.
Yo, I think I'm going to be fucked up. Straight up. You ready for this? I'm going to be fucked up as fuck.
Hey, you went down.
What up? Last call, right?
There you go. You went down.
Where are you at?
0.08 on the dot.
And I'm 0.110.
There you go. You were at 0.199, so it looks like you're sobering up.
The more I drink, the more I want to fucking talk fantasy football.
There you go. There you
right?
Go. That's so weird because I went up. You went down.
It is what it is. I appreciate it. This is Beer Me
29.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. You for
reals?
Yeah. I like your style. I like numbers. Your style. Yeah. Out of the trunk.
Yeah. What are you guys doing in the trunk?
Yeah. I am the I.
I am the D.
And without you, we can have a DUI. Thank you for participating. Thank you for listening. Listen to the next episode. Thank you very much.